As long as you know the content that you want to teach, as long as you're willing to work on a roadmap that you could lay out, then you can learn the nuances of teaching in a digital course. And that's the value of learning from someone who's gone before you.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. If you've been around for a minute, you know that I am not shy about sharing the fact that I used to listen to Amy Porterfield's podcast in the shower. She has been a backbone of inspiration for my business for years upon years upon years. After tuning in faithfully week by week, I decided to finally invest in myself with her coursework, and I shifted from an inspired listener to a dedicated student to an online course creator and now a peer. I still have a screenshot of this desperate email I sent her back in 2016 asking her to personally mentor me, to which she and her team politely declined. But somehow over the years, we connected. We then became friends and then became the number one person on each other's speed dial list. We talk daily, all throughout the entire day. Like my first message from her came in at 5:30 a.m. today before she even got a workout in. I can genuinely say that I wouldn't be where I am today if she hadn't shared her knowledge in the first place. We have both made millions selling online courses. We've impacted tens of thousands of lives. We've talked about the lifestyle, the freedom, and the effect teaching online has made, not just in our lives, but in our students' lives too. So my question for you is this: why haven't you created a digital course yet? No, really. If you are listening to this show, you've probably heard all of the reasons of why you should create a course, but there's still something stopping you from taking this step in your business. And I am willing to bet that you are thinking some of the same thoughts that me and countless other students have thought, like, what will people think of me? What if someone calls me out for not being an expert? I'm not going to be able to figure out the tech. I don't teach people how to make money, so my course isn't going to sell, and so many more. Listen, Amy and I know you're thinking these thoughts. In our conversation today, we want to talk through each of these reasons of why you haven't created a digital course yet and help shift your perspective so that you can start to see exactly what is possible for you. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur looking to expand your offerings or someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey, this episode will help you transform your mindset around creating a digital course that could quite literally change your life and your business forever. Before you dive into this conversation, I wanted to tell you about Amy's upcoming live training. She only does this once a year. Her training this year is Your Low Stress Start to Finish Digital Course Launch in 5 Streamlined Steps. Now, in this live training, you are going to learn how to craft a plan for your first course, nail down the right topic, and attract your dream clients. You will walk away having a streamlined plan with step by step by step laid out by my mentor, my best friend, Amy Porterfield herself. Head to JennaPlusAmy.com to save your seat today. Again, this only happens once a year. That's Jenna, PlusAmy.com to save your seat. Now, without further ado, let's dive on into my conversation with my best friend and mentor, Amy Porterfield. When it comes to running a thriving business, nothing matters more than generating revenue. I mean, money talks, right? But salespeople aren't just closing deals. They're tracking down leads, they're forecasting growth, whipping up reports, managing contacts, creating content, crunching numbers. The list goes on and on and on. With the holidays around the corner, there's a better way to close deals. It all starts with the new HubSpot Sales Hub. With HubSpot Sales Hub, your data, tools, and teams are fully linked inside a smart and highly customizable platform that feels good to use. You can turn prospects into customers all in one place. Plus, sequences and smooth workflows help reps streamline tasks and spend more time on what they do best, which is connecting with your customers. With Sales Hub, closing deals is no big deal. Try it for yourself at hubspot.com/sales. That's hubspot.com/sales. This episode is sponsored by The League, a dating app designed for goal-oriented singles. Download The League app today and message hashtag goalmate in your in-app concierge to skip the wait and graduate to the dating app with higher standards. It's so fun to introduce you because, I don't know, it's weird to introduce somebody you talk to literally every single day. Hi, friend.
Well, hello there, my friend. Well, this is weird because we're not voice texting. We're actually seeing each other. I love it.
I know. I was telling my team yesterday, I was like, we literally are talking all day throughout the day. Like, you texted me this morning at like 5:30 in the morning and we talk all day throughout the day. And I don't think people really understand that, but like, having a friend like that in this world is so incomparable to anything else. So now that we're not voice memoing, this is going to be really fun. You are our most repeated guest on this podcast with good reason.
Love it. That's so exciting. Okay. I feel very honored.
You should. I mean, this is exciting. And today we're going to do something we've never done. And you and I are both very positive people, but we're going to kind of touch on some of the negative aspects of why people are not creating online courses. So our theme this month is all about digital courses. Digital courses changed my life, changed my business. And you are the person that taught me basically everything about them. And so I want to take some time to hit on some of the things that people are avoiding talking about when it comes to digital courses, because let's be honest, it isn't easy and it is a system and there are a lot of moving parts. And so instead of beating around the bush and asking you a million questions about why someone should, I think it would be really interesting to talk about why people aren't. How do you feel about this?
I love this. I love that we're switching it up and talking about something new. So bring it on.
And if anyone wants to hear the juicy goodness, you can literally search for any other episode that Amy has been on, and we will talk about all of the amazing things that digital courses can do. So real quick, before we dive in, if people are like, who is Jenna's best friend? Who is this voice that I recognize? Give me like a 2-minute synopsis of why you are the go-to person when it comes to online courses. And then let's dive into some of the objections that we've been hearing.
Okay. So I always say I'm an ex-corporate girl turned accidental entrepreneur. I never really sought out to build a multi-million dollar business or be an entrepreneur. However, I wanted freedom. I wanted to work where I wanted, when I wanted, how I wanted, and digital courses gave me that freedom. So once I started to figure them out, I was off to the races. For the last 14 years, I've been creating digital courses and teaching other people how to take their knowledge, their know-how, their skill set to turn that into their own profitable digital course. I've generated over $85 million in digital course sales. I've helped over 50,000 students with their businesses and their courses, and I've created 8 successful digital courses on my own in my own business. So when it comes to courses, I know a thing or two about what works, but also what doesn't work.
Yes. Okay. I love this. And also, like, I don't know, I just love when you share those data points because 50,000 students, like, oh, I'm just so excited. We're going to touch on so many things. Okay. So yesterday I was actually on a team call with my team and we were talking about this theme of online courses, and every single person on my team would be absolutely without a doubt qualified to create a digital course because they're experts. They wouldn't be working for me if they weren't. And so we did this really fun exercise where we went round robin and I was like, tell me why you've never created a course. Tell me what fears are holding you back. Tell me what thoughts are running through your head that you're embarrassed to say. And we had such an incredible team call. So one of the first things that came up that was shocking to me had absolutely nothing to do with creating an actual course or the course content itself. It was, what are people going to think about me? Like, what will my friends and family think if they see me suddenly teaching this thing? Let's talk about this because this is a huge elephant in the room that I think so many people buy into the idea of digital courses, but the thought of putting themselves out there and saying, let me teach you something is terrifying.
Terrifying. And I'm glad you brought this one up first because I did a live training a few weeks ago and I said, tell me in the comments why you haven't created your course yet. And what was flooded in the comments was, what are people going to say about me? What if I get called out online for not being expert enough? What if people judge me? The judgment is why I'm not doing this. So it's, what are people going to think about me? And I think it's a very real, valid feeling when you're putting yourself out there doing something you've never done before. Now, the easy way out of this, and we're going to go a little bit deeper, but If they're not paying the bills, they don't get an opinion.
Yeah.
And if you went as simple as that, if you were gangster enough to just be like, boom, they're not paying the bills, they don't get an opinion, let them talk. Our good friend Mel Robbins, she's got this great content right now that she's talking about, like, if something happens to you that you don't like, you don't get invited, someone talks to you bad about you online, you're feeling a certain way how someone treated you, let them. That is their issue, not yours. And there's some of that with this as well. When people say, like, who is she to be doing that? Or does she really know her stuff? They're not doing it. So it's very easy to sit behind a computer and just judge someone else. We cannot worry about what other people think. So the flip side of that is you've got to get fierce about why you're doing it.
Yes.
What do you ultimately want? You're not waking up in the morning like, I want a digital course. You're waking up in the morning thinking, I want more freedom. I want to make more money. I want to reach more people. I want to contribute to my household. I want to pick my kids up from school. So I need a job that allows me the freedom. That's the stuff you've got to focus on more. So when you ask this question, Jenna, those are the first things that come up for me. But talk to me about what comes up for you.
Yeah, it's so, everything you said is so true. And it is so interesting. I mean, you and I both in the last year had a book come out. We had never written a book before. We probably felt these similar feelings, right? And
at
so it never ends. And I think there's actually some beauty in the fact that it never ends, because that means that you just have to continue to choose to overcome. It's not like you wake up someday and you're like, I've arrived. And I think that there's freedom in that, because every human on the planet is feeling that. Now, what's so interesting is I often think that a lot of times we think, what are they going to think? But we don't think about, what if I could inspire them? Let me tell you a quick story about you. So before you and I were even friends, before I had your phone number and blew it up every day, you had come on your podcast and you had dissected one of your previous launches. Now, at the time, I was doing six-figure launches because I had learned from you and I was so proud of that. I had never even dreamed beyond that. And I will never forget the day you came on and you dissected this launch. And at the very end, you said, we did over $1 million. I didn't even know that was possible. My brain couldn't even comprehend that that was even a thing. Now, when we are so focused on people judging us, we're missing this opportunity to actually inspire people. We're focusing
yes.
on the wrong things. And so it's so interesting because, like, I think about that moment, like the 4-minute mile, you set a new dream for me, a new vision for me. And so it's really interesting because, yeah, people, you can be nervous about what people will think of you, but when you're focusing on that piece, you're missing all the people that are excited to hear from you, that will be inspired by you. And one thing that I think is so interesting is that if people are judging you, it's because there's some little tinge of jealousy in there, right? Like,
there
I wish I could put myself out there like that. I wish I was confident like that. I wish I could be a beginner like that. And one other thing that Mel Robbins recently said, we love her, is she said, you're not an imposter, you're a beginner.
Oh, and I saw her say that.
That
I loved
so
it.
Powerful, because yes. it's like, no, you're not being a fraud. You're literally just starting. And I love that.
I thought that was so powerful. Give yourself a little grace. You got to start somewhere.
Yes.
And you have to remember, you're coming to the table with expertise. If yeah. you've gotten results for yourself or for somebody else, you have the right, and people want you to teach them how they've done it. And
yes.
so I love that. Sure, you're new at digital courses. You're not new at the topic.
Yes.
So allow yourself to stand in that confidence that you know your stuff.
Okay, this brings me to the perfect next point.
Okay.
So a few of my team members, we were all talking and they said, okay, I know I'm really good at what I do, but how do I know that I'm going to be able to teach it? Like, how do I know that I can actually, like, take what I am good at and help other people get results? What would you say to that?
So the first thing is, yeah, you don't just know how to teach inside of a digital course. If you've never been taught how to do it, of course, you're going to feel like, oh, I'm not really sure if I could do that. As long as you know the content that you want to teach, as long as you're willing to work on a roadmap that you could lay out, then you can learn the nuances of teaching in a digital course. And that's the value of learning from someone who's gone before you. Everything I've done in my business, and I'm pretty sure you would agree because you're a
yeah.
constant learner, I go find somebody who's done it well and I learn from them.
Yeah.
And so if you don't know how to teach in a digital course, Well, I'm glad that you have found me because I can teach you step by step how to do that. That's just a learning curve. As long as you're coming to the table with your knowledge, we could figure this out. And let me just give you a little hint. Little things like when you're teaching, first you're going to figure out step by step the roadmap of how you want to teach it. And I've got this system I teach my students, like, okay, how do you figure out what to do first and then what to do next? And where are people going to get stuck? And then when they get stuck, what are you going to do? We work all of that out. And then when you're in your course, you're going to teach in small, short videos because that gives people the momentum to keep on going. These are little nuances that you learn from someone who's gone before you. So my point being is you don't know what you don't know, and you can't beat yourself up for not knowing it till you learn it. Allow yourself to be a constant learner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this. It's so funny. I will never forget the day that I told my mom that I was going to create a course. My mom is a nursing instructor, right? She has been a teacher for 30 years. She goes, "Do you know how to teach?" I said, "No, but I'm going to figure it out." And yes. I did, right? And it's one of those things too, where I feel like it actually helps you become better at what you're great at. Yes. As you start to reverse engineer and be like, okay, what was step one? And what is the next step and the next one? And it's actually amazing because I feel like for so many of us as teachers, we learn as we're teaching. We learn from our students. We learn from the experience and like the deconstruction of our methodology. And so like, I actually love that. And so if you feel confident in any area of your life of you've gotten yourself results or someone else results, there's absolutely a method to the madness. And it's so cool when you can actually deconstruct and be like, it's actually not that hard. Like, it is simple. And here, let me guide you through it. I love that. That actually brings me to the next one. I feel like a lot of people are thinking, is my like genius zone, is it really that like impressive? Like, would people actually pay to learn these things? I think a lot of times we're so close to our own genius that we assume, oh, this is just common sense. Like everybody knows this. So walk me through what someone would think about. Like maybe they've gotten a smaller result or something that they would consider a small result. And they're questioning, okay, would anyone actually pay money to learn this from me?
Okay. I've got actually a great story for this one.
Yeah.
So I have a student, her name is Sarah, and I might have talked to her about her on another episode, but she's worth mentioning again. So I call her Sarah Sourdough. Now, Sarah used to do live workshops in her local town, teaching people how to make sourdough bread. And they were really popular workshops. But I think you can relate to this one, Jenna, because you've got little ones. And when she would leave the house for her workshop, her little boy would be telling her, "Don't go, don't go. I don't want you to go to another workshop. You're never home. I miss you all the time." And that is heartbreaking for a parent. And so she hated to leave the house, and she was always consumed by these workshops. She'd take her kids out to the beach and she'd be on the beach like, "We got to hurry up because I got to get back on the road. I got a workshop tonight," all the time. So she decided, "I'm going to figure out how to put this into a digital course." Now, she's not changing lives, my friend. She's not doing rocket science. She's teaching people how to make sourdough bread. But to a lot of people, that's something they really want to know how to do to nourish their families and provide, you know, great meals and all of that. So she decided to put it into a digital course. Now, the first thing you could say is, wait a second, I could Google or go on YouTube how to make sourdough bread and get 10,000 hits. So why did she make $17,000 with her first digital course ever? And it's because she was willing to break it down step by step. She was willing to virtually hold their hands. She was willing to share a side of herself so they could see, oh, she's a busy mom too. She's trying to keep it all together. She's got this worked out. I want to learn from someone like her. So my point is, no matter how big your topic is, like how to repair a marriage, or maybe more simpler, how to make beautiful sourdough bread, if you connect with your audience, if you have something that people want, you can absolutely put it into a digital course.
Mm. Okay, first off, I really want to take that course because I've been so curious about sourdough bread. So I'm very interested, Sarah. I'm coming for you. And also something that I love about this is that you are able to help people decrease their frustration, save them time, save them energy, likely save them money. Yes, people can Google it, but I don't know about you, but I will happily pay $5, $10, $15, $20, $100, $200, $1,000 if someone says, "I'm going to save you 20 hours, 30 hours, 40 hours of frustration. I'm going to help you get through this and know exactly what to do next." There is nothing worse than when you're Googling things and you're seeing contradicting information, or someone does it this way and the other person does it this way, and which way is the right way? Now, do I need to try them both? The thing that I always say is, like, for so many people, they're like, "Yeah, I could Google that." And I'm like, "Well, have you?"
Yeah.
And did it work? Because a lot of times it doesn't.
You have no idea who you're learning from. Anybody can make a YouTube video telling you how to do it. And they're going to leave out probably 10 steps that you're like, wait a second, where's the rest?
Yeah.
People pay for the roadmap, the blueprint, the step-by-step. That is what they're paying for from you. So as long as you're willing to put that together, you will make money with your digital course.
Okay, so this segues into a great conversation. We've kind of touched on it, but I want to go a little bit deeper on it. So I think a lot of people think that in order to make money selling a digital course, you have to teach other people how to make money, right? Like, it's like, okay, well, of course, Amy and Jenna, you can do well with digital courses because you're helping people make money in their businesses. But, you know, I help sleep train babies or help organize cabinets or whatever that is. Walk me through like why people need to understand that it's not just for a business type of business that serves other business owners in order to make money. Walk me through some other like examples that you might have.
Okay, so we have to remember that the beautiful thing about a digital course to the consumer, the student, is that number one, they don't have to leave their house. Number two, it's often cheaper than having to go somewhere to get the knowledge that you want. Number three, it's on your own time. So you could go as slow or as fast. One of the things that Jenna doesn't know, but she gives me the biggest compliment ever when she says, I went through one of your videos again to learn one more time how to do whatever you do, like years later. Like, I love that.
And literally, I have a tab open of your program because whenever I'm in a launch, I'm like, I know how I've done this,
but
I just want to refresh and make sure that I'm doing it the right way. That's amazing. Yes. You can watch it over and over and over again for years.
As long as you want, as many times as you want, and at your own pace. Mm-hmm. So we have to remember, those are all the benefits to the student going through the course. But as the course creator, you might think, okay, well, Amy teaches people how to make money. So that's why her course works. Jenna teaches people how to grow their email list and how to start a podcast so they can make money in their business. So that's why it works. That is not true. It works because people, many of my students have figured out, oh, there's a need here. I'm good at this. I'm going to teach people how to do it step by step. So let me give you an example. I have thousands of course creators created courses successfully that have nothing to do with making money and nothing to do with building a business. One of my favorites is Nicole Burke. She started out by going to people's homes in Dallas and building kitchen gardens for them. So she had four kids at home that she homeschooled, but she was going out to these places and building their kitchen gardens, fruits, vegetables, herbs. She was really good at it. But then she realized, wait a second, I've got all these kids at home. I'm homeschooling them. This is too crazy. I can't do this, but it was lucrative for her. So she put it into a digital course. Now she's teaching people how to build their own gardens. So not only is this proof, and she's made over $1 million for the record, but not only is this proof that digital courses beyond making money absolutely work, but what I love is that she could have said, I go to people's homes and do it for them. Nobody wants a course on this. They don't want to do it themselves. Huge misconception. There's a lot of people that want to do it themselves. One of the reasons why, it's a whole lot cheaper to buy her digital course than to have her come into your home. So we need to remember that it's not a money-making opportunity that makes digital courses work. It's finding something that you're good at that other people would like to know how to do it.
Well, and even think about this example. She is one person in one geographic area. The amount of people that she could actually help is incredibly limited.
Yes.
Seasonally, time-wise, geographically. Now she has a digital course. She can serve people all across the world. Like, that alone is so amazing. And I just think it's so cool because I feel like, let's talk about this next objection that people are thinking is like, no, it has to be me. It has to be one-on-one. Cause I think that's a lot of people think that is like, but the thing I do is so unique. It is so custom. It is so personalized. How would a digital course work? Let's talk about that.
When you think that, if you do one-on-one coaching, consulting, service-based business, and you think what I do is so customized and one-on-one, it would never work in a course, you're selling yourself short. And here's why. You are an intelligent person who has a business that is working, meaning what you're doing is working. I can promise you there's a framework or a theme or a pattern that runs throughout everything you do. It's so natural to you that you might not see it yet. And that's my job, to help you pull it out of you and show the roadmap that you've been using all along. But there are patterns and themes in what you're doing. Sure, you might get one-on-one with a patient or a customer or student. Like one of my students, she's a psychologist. So she meets with people one-on-one in her office. And she could have told me, yeah, Amy, but they have specific issues they tell me about, and I help them with those specific issues. Everyone is different. That's true, but the way she helps them is the same. The questions she asks, the way she moves them through their emotions, the way she helps them see a different side of it. All of that is the same with all her clients. So she created a digital course on how to help women see their self-worth, which is one area she saw keep coming up in her practice. And she's been able to have an additional stream of revenue while she just had a baby so she could take some time off. Like, that's the stuff I love. But never think that what you do one-on-one cannot translate into a course. It absolutely can. And let me give you one more thing. When Cade was little, I used to read him these books, and they were called Choose Your Own Adventure books. And so have you done that with Coco yet?
No, so, but I love those books.
So fun. So you get to like page 50 and it says, okay, if you want to climb the mountain, go to page 55. But if you want to go by sea, go to page 60. And so he would choose and I would go to the pages. You can do that in your courses, where you can have special videos to say, if you're struggling with this, I want you to go to this video, use this video to keep moving forward. But if this is your issue, I've got another video for you. They get to choose their adventure based on what they're needing. You can customize inside of a digital course.
Yeah. If you love Gold Digger, you will love Business Made Simple, hosted by Donald Miller, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. Business Made Simple takes the mystery out of growing your business. This summer, Donald hosted a Double Your Revenue Challenge, where he gives you one simple thing each day to increase your revenue. You can start it at any time, and by the end of 2 weeks, you'll be positioned to dramatically increase your revenue by the end of the year. Listen to Business Made Simple wherever you get your podcasts and start taking action to double your revenue today. If you listen to Gold Digger, I know you're success-oriented, driven, and motivated to dig your biggest goals. And now it is time for you to meet your match with a partner who is just as ambitious as you are. The League is a dating app designed for goal-oriented singles who refuse to settle, who are looking for someone who shares their ambition and will challenge them to dream even bigger. Like, if I was single, the League is definitely where I would go to meet my match. This is how you know the dating pool will be up to your gold standard. You must apply to the League. If accepted, you'll join a community full of driven, independent, career-focused singles with high standards, big goals, and a desire to meet their equal. The League is for gold diggers from all backgrounds to find a partner who has a mission, vision, and purpose for their life and digs your goals too, but not your gold. So, calling all single gold diggers, if you want to meet your equal, your soulmate, and your goalmate, download the League app today and message hashtag goalmate to your in-app concierge to skip the wait and graduate to the dating app with higher standards. Okay, two things that popped up while you were talking about this, because I think this is brilliant. So if you are someone in the service-based industry and you're serving people one-on-one in custom ways, you are likely not able to serve everyone, right? There is a limit to what you can do. Yes. So there are ways to simplify your process and give people even a lighter version of what your customization looks like through a digital course. And there's also this opportunity where you could have it be a requirement that before someone becomes a one-on-one client, they need to complete this course as like a preliminary introduction to you, your business, your philosophy, your methods. And so it could be a really great way to like help people see that they are really intentional about wanting to work with you. They're willing to do the work. And that way, then every single time you're not repeating the same things over and over, they have the foundation and understanding of where they're starting from. It's a totally different place than if you dive right into one-on-one. So if you have an existing business where you're doing more of this custom type stuff, this can be an awesome like requirement that you have for people that then elevate to those one-on-one levels. Love so that. I think it's amazing that you can think of it as this extra revenue stream, an additional way to serve people that you might not have been able to serve, and kind of a prerequisite to be able to work with you on that more intimate level. So I think that's amazing. Okay, this brings me to the next thing. So there's a big debate going on. Don't you like everything is so black and white these days? Like, I live for the shades of gray.
Yes.
I actually recently did a podcast episode on this topic because I think it is a big one. And it is the difference between high ticket, high touch low ticket, low touch. There is a debate in the online course world that like only the really high ticket courses are selling or only the $30 courses are selling. Break this down for me so that people that are listening and maybe thinking that can have a deeper understanding.
Okay. Due to the fact that we're hearing both, I recently did a huge survey with my audience, and half of the audience would say if they're having a challenge with courses, they'd say exactly what you said. Only high ticket is selling. Anything like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 or more. That's the only thing that's selling online right now.
I don't even have anything that's that expensive.
No,
so that's not true.
That's true. So Jenna and I are proof that is not true.
Yes.
And then there's this whole subset of my survey audience that said, well, the only thing that's really working right now is like $47 products. Like you said, digital products that are like PDFs and templates and all of that. And so again, I don't even have any of those. So I've got a $2,000 program. I've got a $500 program. The thing is, you have to consider the source. The people that are saying only high ticket sells is because they're not having any luck with what they want to do. You have to consider the source. People that are saying it has to be a cheaper product is because they tried to sell something higher and it didn't work. When it doesn't work, that's what we've got to look at. Why aren't these working for certain people? And to me, it's all about the plan. So getting a plan that allows you to actually not just get your course created, but how are you launching it? So let me give you an example. Someone that's selling, let's say, a $2,000 course and they're saying it doesn't work. Are you doing webinars? Have you tried a challenge? Have you tried a boot camp? There's a lot of different things that you can add to your promotion that changes it like that. Years ago, I didn't do a boot camp, and for the last 2 years I have. And the reason for that is I wanted a low barrier entry to introduce people to digital courses. And I saw that we were missing that. So I got to try something new. It worked. So now it's part of my plan. So it's this experimentation, putting a plan together, trying new things. It all works. That's the newsflash. From $47 to $5,000, all of it works. And the reason I know this is because I have thousands of students who are at different price points with their courses and they're crushing it. And I have proof of this, but it's scarcity, it's fear, it's different perceptions that these narratives are started from. You have to consider the source.
Yeah. Okay. So let's segue into selling because I think this is the perfect segue. So many people are like, okay, I know what I know. I know I can teach it. I do not know how to market. I do not know how to sell. Yes. That part is probably making people squeamish, right? Like they're like, okay, could I just like make a course and like pop it up on a site and like maybe people would buy it?
Right.
What would you say to someone who is like terrified of selling something? Because I think that's a huge majority of the people listening.
Yeah, I think so too. Like my students will say, you want me to get on a webinar? Like, have you lost your mind?
Yeah.
So the first thing I'll say is one of the reasons why I think our businesses have thrived over the years, Jenna, is that we've been willing to learn how to market our message. And it is a learning curve. Like we didn't just wake up one morning and we were great marketers. We have been learning this stuff for years and years. So this is your opportunity to learn something that you will use throughout everything you do in your business. If today you say, I'm not a good marketer, well, let's change that right now. I don't care if you're creating courses, memberships, masterminds, you have to become a great marketer of your message, not a great marketer overall. Jenna and I teach this stuff. You don't have to teach it, but for your message, you got to become a pro. And so this is your opportunity to learn email marketing, social media, funnels, webinars, boot camps, whatever it is, because it will explode everything you do. It's a skill you can't not have. So why not make today the day you start to become a better marketer?
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting because a lot of people in the industry will say the term like selling is a service. And I actually love that because I think a lot of times we feel like selling is scammy, selling is sleazy. And what I think is really interesting, and I've seen it sometimes even within myself where I have to remember this, is like we get so invested in creating the actual thing, whether it's your product, your service, your offer, or your course, we get so into it that we don't realize that if we don't do that same level of work, that same level of dedication, no one's going to actually enjoy the thing that we just worked so hard on. And so I've seen so many people where they like create this epic online course. It's so good. It's going to change people's lives. They get to the selling thing and they post it up once or twice on Instagram stories and nobody bites. And all of a sudden they're like, it's a failure. And I was like, no, if you want people to enjoy what you just created, you have to have that same level of dedication of getting it out there, like that same level of conviction. And so when you think of it, like selling is a service, meaning you are giving people this opportunity for transformation and your job is to invite them. Their job is to discern, is this the right choice for me right now? Yes or no? It's not usually a reflection of you or your offer. It's usually a reflection of them, their life, and what's happening in it. But if you don't do a good job with that invitation phase, they're not even going to know that there's an opportunity for them. That's why marketing and sales is so important, but it's something that you have to consistently experiment with, and you have to put the same level of dedication into that side of things as you do into the actual course itself.
Yes. Okay. I'm so glad you brought this up and it made me think of something. One of the things I teach in my program is how to do webinars. And for the record, you can do webinars without having to be on camera like we are right now. And there's so many different ways to navigate. Jenna is like the pro at not always showing her face, but doing incredibly well with her courses. So I bring you up all the time, Jenna, as a great example. I say, my friend makes millions of dollars of digital courses, but in her digital course, she's not even showing her face. And on webinars, she's not on camera the whole time. So yeah, so it's my favorite thing. But when I talk about that, like doing webinars and putting yourself out there, the reason why I love webinars, and I think this can relate to some people, I'm an introvert. I'd rather not be live on camera and front and center. However, I'm a people pleaser as well. And I want to make sure I give value before I ever ask for anything in return. Like it's really important to me. And in my mind years ago, I decided that I'm going to earn the right to sell. And webinars are my way of earning the right to sell. I blow their minds for 45 minutes. I give immense value. You walk away and you don't buy, you walk away feeling inspired, driven to take action, ready to go, no matter if you buy or not. So I know I just gave 45 minutes of great actionable training. I've earned the right to say, and if you love this and you want to go to the next step, let me show you how. That feels good to me. So find a vehicle that feels good to you and you will never feel bad about selling.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's just one of those things that it's like you get more comfortable. The more that you see that people actually experience transformation, the more anchored to your why that you are, the more that you're convicted in how you show up. And so it's like getting people results in any way is only going to like boost up your confidence. And when you have more confidence, you're more consistent. And I think that is the ticket to becoming good at selling or at least effective, which I think is great.
Yes. And then I guess we could punctuate it with this. You don't have to be a marketing pro. Yeah. You don't need to have 10 years of marketing experience to market a digital course. You just need to understand your audience and deliver a message that they really resonate with. Yes. And I can help people do that all day long. But don't think that you need more marketing experience. You just need a plan.
Yep. Okay. So speaking of a plan, a lot of people just feel like this whole process is overwhelming, right? We've talked about creating a course. We've talked about recording. We've talked about webinars. We've talked about bootcamp. Like there are a lot of pieces to the puzzle, right? What would you say to someone who's like, okay, but like, I don't know how to do any of this. Like this is all brand new. Like there's so much to learn. What would you say?
I'd say that definitely it's going to take work and dedication. Anything worth doing in your business, it's going to take some time, some learning, some implementation for sure. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I want to remind you that you are creating an asset in your business one time that you can launch over and over and over again. You can make it better. You can make your marketing better, your course better, but we're never starting from scratch with this one course again. So my model is let's create it once and then let's get to reap the benefits of launching it and making money with it over and over and over again. So is it worth your time? That's the first mindset shift you have to make. Is it worth your time to figure this out? Absolutely. Does it have to be overwhelming? No. So one thing at a time. People overthink it. They think of all the moving parts and they don't realize, wait, we're going to do these in an order that actually builds off each other. We're not doing a webinar on day one. We're easing into it. We're coming up with a course idea. We're deciding how much we want to charge for it. So we're going to take baby steps, step by step. And as you get better and better, you will get more advanced in what you're doing. So we're not doing it all at once. And we also don't need to do all the advanced strategies. I have this motto in my teaching, keep it simple, get fancy later. So maybe you don't even do a webinar on your first launch. One of my students, Rhea, she made $105,000 on her first digital course teaching estheticians how to build their businesses. She didn't even do webinars, but she was really good at Instagram. So she used Instagram to do it. There's other ways around this.
I didn't do webinars for my first launch and I had an email list of a few hundred people And I leveraged that and just shared with people like one-on-one of who I thought would be a good fit for it. Cause I was like, I can see what you're doing. I know I can help you. So I love the start simple, get fancy later. I think of that all the time. I think I'm still in the simple camp in most of the ways that
That's what I love about you.
Yes. And it's working. Okay. So the next thing that I think is perfect for us to talk about is that someone's going to say there are a million courses out there on the topic. Now, real quick for the listeners, so they understand, Amy and I both have digital courses on the same topic. We
same
both
topic.
Teach email list building, similar price point, similar offer, different instructors. Guess what? We're both doing incredible. So yes. What would you say if someone's like, okay, I just Googled a course on XYZ for the topic, and I saw that there's already 30 of them out there, 50, 100. What would you say?
Number one, if other people have courses on your topic and there's a few of them or a lot of them, it's the ultimate validation that it's working, that people see a need for this and they're willing to pay for it. There wouldn't be courses out there on it if it didn't work. And so when I take people through different validation exercises to make sure you're not going to create a course that no one will buy, one of them is, let's see if people are already making money around this topic that you want to create a course on. Look at it as the ultimate validation. Number two, there are over 7 billion people in this world. You need a tiny sliver to pay attention. Yeah. If you want to make $10,000 on a digital course and your course is $500, that is 20 people in the whole world. 20 people need to raise their hand. So we need to get a little bit more realistic about the fact that we're not looking for thousands of people to buy from us or hundreds of thousands of people. 20 people can make you $10,000, which is a lot of money for a first course. And so we need to put this into perspective. Also, I know you all have heard this, but do you believe it? And maybe this is the chance that I can get you to believe it. No one's going to teach it the way you do. No one has your experiences. No one has your stories the way you're going to tell them in order to get people to move forward. People buy Jenna's list building course over mine because something that Jenna did resonated with them. They wanted to learn from her. They like how she does her business, what it's all about, how she talks about it, and vice versa. How are we both thriving with very similar courses and we literally are dear friends?
Yeah.
It's because there's enough room for all of us. But we also adopted that mindset. It's not just a fact. We actually behave as though we believe it.
Absolutely. And the other thing too is like, there might be people that don't even know you exist.
Yeah.
And there might be people that don't know I exist. And
that's
so
a great
it's like,
point.
Yeah, there are 30 other courses on this topic, but like maybe I've never even been exposed to them or like,
that,
you know,
so true.
You know,
okay. I love that you said this. Well, I was talking to one of my students and I said, do you know so-and-so who does such and such? And everyone in my mind knows this person.
Yeah.
I was asking my personal trainer if she knew Alex Hormozi. Now, Alex was in the fitness world. Alex is everywhere right now, right? You and I were talking about like, he's crushing it. She had no idea who he was. And in my mind, he's huge because I live in that world of internet marketing. Of course, I think he's huge. You live in this little bubble that is all your topic, all your expertise, all your niche. Your students do not live there. They don't know the other players. So let's not worry about them.
I love this. Okay. The final question or objection, and this is kind of a twofold. So for someone listening to this and they're like, okay, I want to learn how to do this, but like, I don't know if I can invest in it. Like, why would I invest in it? And they might even be thinking of that from the perspective of a potential student too. Why would somebody pay to learn this? Talk to me about what filter you kind of make those investment decisions around in terms of your learning. Cause I know I think of a few certain things. Like for me, when I'm going to invest in something, and I've always said this to you, if I walk away with one thing that I can do over and over and over again that will make me more money, the investment is absolutely worth it. What kind of things do you consider before investing, or what kind of things should somebody consider before they invest in learning a system like this?
Ooh, such a great question. Number one, the person you're learning from, do they have a proven track record? That's the first thing you need. Never learn from someone who hasn't had the results that you want or similar to the results you want. Number two, make sure they're the kind of teacher that's going to teach you step by step. I hate when I get into a digital course and it's very general and big picture, but I'm like, yeah, but how do I create that funnel? What do I write in that email? Like, I want specifics. And the way you know if your guide, if the trainer in your course is going to do that, look at their free stuff. Are they walking you through step by step? Are they sharing a lot of great value before they ever ask you to spend any money with them? So they should have a podcast, a blog, a video show, social media where they're sharing their content on a regular basis so you can really engage with that before you buy. I think that's important as well. And then I love what you said about walking away with one thing. A lot of people won't buy a course because they'll say, I have five courses that I bought and I've never gone through them, or I haven't gotten to the finish line. I have many courses I purchased that I haven't gotten to the finish line, but I took one thing away and that's all I needed. They Yeah. taught me how to do something that I used in another area of my business, and boom, $100,000. So set your expectations appropriately. If you can walk away with learning something really great and big, whether you end up finishing the course or not, can you be satisfied? Most people with that mentality finish the course. You always finish the courses. You always get, you're
I don't know. Dedicated. I am very dedicated. I'm very routinized, but like, I feel like so many people that are listening right now, they don't understand this one point that I feel like is the absolute game changer when it comes to investing in your growth. And that is, when you invest, a lot of times it is a one-time investment for knowledge that allows you to compound a result over and over and over again. I will never forget being in seventh grade math class with Mr. Davidson when he taught compounding interest. And I was like, this is incredible. Like, you can do this thing one time and then it's just working for you over and over again. And I think about that all the time. And I think we also need to normalize that when we're talking about numbers like millions and 100,000 and all these, it's not free to learn the skills to get there, right? I think a lot of times we're like, well, I'm just going to keep YouTubing. I'm just going to keep looking it up. I'm just going to keep listening to the free podcast. There is something to be said about the people that you see that are absolutely crushing it, that are soaring, are the first people that will tell you that they are consistently investing in learning from people that are better than they are, that are smarter than they are, or that have gone before them. And I think that there is something in this online world, and maybe this is controversial, I don't know, that we tiptoe around the fact that we have invested a lot of money to get to these places, and that we should normalize that that investment is something you should be super proud about, that should also put skin in the game, that you will follow through, you will make it a success. There is a reason why you have not done something with all the free content that you've gotten in the world. And that is because there was no skin in the game. There was no risk. You weren't hurting in a way that made you take action. And so I just think, you know, you and I, we talk about this all the time of like, here's what we're learning. Here's what we're buying. Here's a mastermind we're attending. Here's what we're, you know, you're getting together with girlfriends to do like a mastermind. Like, it costs money to Yeah. get yourself into spaces, rooms, communities where people are going to help push you to your potential.
Amen. So Boom. Perfectly said. Mic drop.
Okay. So that leads us to, how can people learn more about this, right? We've talked about all the reasons why people might not be doing this, but there is a million reasons why they should and why they can. So talk to me about your masterclass that is coming up. You do this once a year. I am a very proud supporter and partner of everything you do in life, in love, in marriage, in the pursuit of happiness, but also in business. Tell me about this masterclass and why people need to be there.
I am so excited about this live masterclass. So here's what it's all about. The title is Your Low Stress Start to Finish Digital Course Launch in 5 Streamlined Steps. I want you to walk away with the big picture. What does it take to create a digital course? What kind of effort do I need to put into this? What do I need to understand? You will have all of those answers when you leave this masterclass. But I'm doing it a little different this year. I want it to be more interactive. I want it to feel like a workshop where you walk away making some decisions and actually getting started. So get ready for something different than I've ever done. But I'm excited about it because I'm going to teach you how to create and launch a course when you don't have a big team, when you don't have a big budget, when you feel overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh, Amy, where do I start and what do I do next? We are going to answer all of that on the live masterclass.
Okay, so here's a fun fact about me. I attend every single one of Amy's masterclasses because I just like to cheer you on. So if you want to join me inside of the masterclass, go to jennaplusamy.com. That's jennaplusamy.com, PLUS. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I love watching how you continue to iterate and evolve. And I want people to know this is brand new. Like Amy and I have been talking behind the scenes about this year's experience, and it's going to be incredible. And what I love about it is that there will be concrete things that you will walk away with, understanding and believing that you absolutely can do this. And I just love it because when I think about this conversation today, to kind of sum it all up, there are a million reasons why we don't do things in life. And anything that you are likely proud of in your life, you can pinpoint back to one decision where you said, I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to try. I'm just going to put myself out there. Remember, you're not an imposter. You're a beginner. And we want to help guide you through this. And so, Amy, I'm so excited about all of your masterclasses. Again, you can save your seat at jennaplusamy.com. I cannot wait to be with you on this journey. And when I think about my life, I will never forget. There's so many things that I can tie back to you, but I can never forget so many moments of when you gave me the courage to make that first yes. Like the time where you were on your podcast and you were talking about an upcoming course you were teaching, and I was in the shower and I wanted to be like, take my money, Amy. And I reached out of the shower and I voice memoed my team and I said, I want to make a podcast. Like Amy has served me so well that I would give her money for anything to learn from her at a deeper level. We won't bring up the email that I sent you where I literally like fangirled and was like asking you to mentor me one-on-one.
My favorite.
But all of these things have like led us to this point today. And I think that when we trace it all back, it's a lot of these like nervous, shaky hand yeses that have guided us to some of our greatest things that we've ever done in our lives. And so if you're listening to this, if you're shaky hand, if you're hovering over a mouse or you're typing something into your browser, let it be jennaplusamy.com. Sign up, show up. I'll be there. Amy will be teaching. Learn from my mentor and my best friend. And you're just, your life will never be the same. I can confidently say that.
Thank you, my friend. And thank you for having me on again. This is always so much fun. I always learn so much from you. I always am like, what do you think, Jenna? Tell me your opinion about that. Because it's so fun for me as well. So thank you for this. I really hope people got a lot of value.
That was so good. True story. We had a totally different plan of what we were going to talk about before we sat down today. And I said, you know what? I don't want to beat around the bush anymore. I want to address these objections head on because guess what? To ask those questions is normal. In fact, so many people are thinking the same things you're thinking. Can I really do this? Am I able to teach? What are people going to say about me? Am I able to sell? And so we sat down on Zoom and I said, Amy, can we totally flip the script here? Can we just talk about these things candidly without a plan today? And thankfully, she said yes. And I think this episode was so powerful. I hope that whatever is milling around in your busy mind was addressed today and helps give you the confidence to start to take a leap of faith in the right direction. Again, as a reminder, Amy has her free live trainings. You can sign up and save your seat at jennaplusamy.com. You can better believe I'm going to be there cheering my girl on. That's jennaplusamy.com to save your seat to Amy's live trainings, all about your low stress, start to finish digital course launch in 5 streamlined steps. I am so excited to attend and learn from the genius herself. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.